Epicor is the essential partner to the world's most essential businesses, offering ERP solutions built for growth and operational success. Explore the industry productivity solutions we curate for the automotive, building supply, distribution, manufacturing, and retail industries by visiting epicor.com/essential. That's epicor.com/essential.
This is David Prosper, host of The Leadership Revolution. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast from Public House Media.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Hustle with Lee and Chelsea.
We are two girls making our way in sales and entrepreneurship.
We set out to make this podcast after entering our late 20s and realizing we were hitting a wall and felt like our lives and careers were stagnant. After expressing this feeling to countless other women, we realized we weren't alone.
So each week we're bringing you real conversations with real people that are authentic, realistic, and relatable in hopes that you can grow into the best version of yourself. So strap in and let's hustle.
Hey everybody, welcome.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute for sure.
I mean, we had like the Thanksgiving and the Black Friday and the Cyber Monday and, you know.
We had all the holiday things that happened.
Yeah, so like, hey,
what's up? Welcome back. We're happy that you're here.
So happy. Thanks. And grateful.
Thank you. It's fine.
So we have a few things that we're going to do a little different today.
We're just really feeling a little
froggy.
Yeah.
The first one is I am really into Would You Rather.
We have a problem in our friend group. I mean, and let me tell you, before we get into this, Chelsea comes up with
the best,
most horrendous, just disgusting Would You Rather questions. Yeah. Of all time. I mean, like, I remember one time I read one of them and I had to put my phone down because I actually, I got nauseous. Like, I almost was like,
okay, well, I'm going to ask the listeners. I wasn't planning on doing this. I have a question for Lee after I ask the listeners.
Okay.
And Lee, because I'm asking, you're going to have to answer this.
Okay. Don't make it.
Oh, no. It's going to be the one. It's the one. Okay. So, would you rather... okay. Would you rather, whilst making eye contact, bite off a man's toenails? Now, here's the thing. The man never wears shoes. Very dirty, dirty, dirty feet. And very stinky, and he walks in pee puddles and like all like dirty mud, like you name it, he steps in it. And you have, he's either about to cry or throw up. I don't know, maybe both.
My eyes are watering because I feel so like,
but you have to like make eye contact, rip them off with your teeth, and chew it, chew and swallow, or.
Would I really have a sensitive stomach?
I know. I'm like, oh my gosh, this one gets better.
Okay.
Or would you rather drink the bath water whilst
this
again,
was the one.
whilst making eye contact again because it's uncomfortable of a man, or I guess, or a woman who doesn't own or wear underwear, lives out in the elements by choice? That means heat, cold, sweat, frozen, doesn't use toilet paper, just like lets it be there. But then after like a year of living like that, he's like, I guess I'll take a bath. And so you take a big old glass and drink the bath water, like I said, while eye contact. So would you rather nibble off the toenails or guzzle the bath water?
I'm really not kidding. My eyes are watering
because
that's how
I
like
can see you.
I'm about to dry heave. I told you this is the one that made me physically nauseous where I couldn't think about it.
It's the one.
I guess the toenail, because it's smaller.
Gross. Ew, you nasty.
What, would you drink a glass of that bath water?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
I hate you. Oh, my God.
That's the role in Would You Rather. If you're asking, you don't have to. So I make the best / disgustingest worst everything.
She does. She's good at it. But that's just a little example.
Yeah. So take a sip of that. I don't want to. My next question is, fun fact about Lee. She has a mild, semi-healthy-ish kind of love for Chris Evans.
She's a fan. Totally a fan. Totally healthy.
Totally
normal.
Totally normal.
Yeah.
And she loves Chris Evans, okay? Like, right. Who doesn't?
Of course.
Duh. And so I said to her, I'm not saying to her right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Idiots.
Let's hit me with this question. I'm ready. Idiot. We love a good would you rather.
If Chris Evans came to my door right now and was like, Lee, I found your TikTok, your Instagram. I'm obsessed. I want to take you away. And like Shane knows. So he's like, I understand, Lee. So he's like, that's fine. And you're like, great. And he's like, I am going to marry you. We're going to have a baby together and we're going to live in my mansion. And I'm just going to make you so happy. And I'm going to be like Captain America all the time. But my dog hates cats and you can't bring your cats. They have to stay with your husband, ex-husband now, I guess. What would you do? She's going to leave the cats.
Okay, so if I could guarantee the cats would have a good life mm-hmm. with Shane, mm-hmm. and that they're going to be well taken care of.
Yeah.
Am I ever allowed to see them again?
Pictures. But you get to cuddle that pup and Captain America.
I would get to cuddle his dog. I'd do it. I'd do it.
Knew it.
Bye, cats.
Toodles. See you
Oh, my God. I don't know. But Banks is just so perfect.
He'd forget.
He would. He's so dumb. For real. He wouldn't even know me after 2 weeks.
He would forget.
That's fine. All right. Yeah. I'd do it. Screw it. I'll take my new life.
I'm not going to judge.
Thank you. Some people would, and that's okay. I am here for the judgment because it's a shitty thing to do. But whatever.
It's fine.
YOLO. You only live once.
So I have been asking a few people, you know, one of my favorite listeners, I won't name names, but mm-hmm. you know who you are, queen, was like, you should ask people like some funny stories because we need some lightheartedness. So I was like, great idea. I will. So I did. Mm-hmm. And I got some goodies. So I'm on this like page, almost 30 podcast page, and I love it and it's wonderful. And Obs replied.
Submitted.
Thank you. I was giving a presentation one day and the Florida heat finally got me. My chicken cutlets fell down to the tied waist of my dress, and it looked like I had granny titties the rest of the time I was presenting.
No. Oh, my God. Oh,
I love that.
I would have dropped dead.
What do you do?
Simply passed away is what I would have done.
I mean, like, what do you...
Literally, what do you do?
Just like keep, I could just imagine it's like being present, like just sitting here, like talking, and like my teats are out. And I'm like,
oh. Right, there you go.
But it's not really my teats, it's my chicken cutlets.
They're just little
hanging out,
lower than normal, hanging out, literally.
Oh man, that's great. I have another one. We have quite a few, but we're gonna save some.
Okay, I'm ready.
So I want to share this one from Al.
Okay.
Shout out to Al.
Thanks, Al.
I ended a call one day with, and I quote, let's touch each other. And it was a combination of let's touch base later and let's connect with each other later.
would have died. I would have never talked to that person ever again. I would have pretended that I got kidnapped. There's no way I would have ever talked to that person ever again.
Yeah. So just some lightheartedness.
Oh, man.
I feel like I should do one more.
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay, I'm going to do...
God, these are horror stories of just... But it makes you kind of feel better. Like, if you've ever had anything embarrassing happen to you at work. Which we all have. My God, we've all had those moments where we're like, I would like to never remember that. And I'd like to erase it from my memory. But we lay in bed at night and we stare at the ceiling and we're like, God, do you remember that one time that I embarrassed the crap out of myself?
I'll find myself just sitting there by myself. And Adam will... He'll be there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not, like, alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, we're not talking. I'm just sitting there or laying in bed. And all of a sudden, I'll just, like, a gut bust laugh.
That's like, you.
What is wrong with you? And I was like, I can't tell you. And he's like, well, but, like, you're hysterically laughing next to me. So, like, you have to tell me. And then I end up telling him the embarrassing story. And he doesn't find it nearly as funny as I do. Which makes me feel even more stupid. Ooh. Okay.
All right. I'm ready.
This one
I'm
comes
ready.
From Adam.
Cool.
Not my you. Adam.
Yeah.
Another
yeah,
Adam. Yeah. My coworker slash friend called me one morning. And in a rush, I texted back. And I quote, call you back, preoccupied at the moment with a poop emoji. Only to find out I accidentally sent the text to a client whom I've been working with since March on the biggest deal I've ever worked in my sales career.
No, no.
But it's okay because I spoke to them on the phone that same day and laughed about it. Still working this client to hopefully earn their business by the end of the year. Best of luck to you, Adam.
My God, Adam. Way to persevere.
Way to ride the bull.
My gosh.
So.
That hurts my soul. That hurts my soul.
Man. Yeah, no, those are good.
Great times.
Mm-hmm.
Good times indeed.
Big fan.
I'm really glad we just kicked off the podcast with that entire series of events. The would you rather.
Will you leave your husband and your cats?
Yeah. Chelsea tried to make me throw up, then asked me a really difficult question. Then, yeah.
It's amazing. It is what it is.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Do you get that?
That's my Instant Pot.
Okay. Lee,
you want to introduce the topic?
Yes, absolutely. I'll introduce the topic while Chelsea fixes dinner. This is what you get with us. I'm so sorry. I'm not even pausing this. This is way too great. And in the moment, you can hear the Instapot.
What?
You can hear the Instapot super loud. Okay, anyways. So while we have this beautiful steam in the background here.
Steamy.
We want to talk about a really steamy subject today, which is...
I can't
how remember. To live... My God, it's so long. How to live your life in two different ways.
Why is it so long? Should we just stop?
Oh, girl, I'm not stopping this. We're going all the way through it.
Quality.
Why is this so long?
It takes a while. I made chili.
Okay. Is it slowly?
It's gonna be a while.
Okay. That's fine. I kind of like it.
It's relaxing. It's like white noise.
It is like white noise. Okay. So, anyways, we were talking today about some good advice that we've gotten in the past. And one of the best pieces of advice that we have seen, and this was actually in a TikTok that went viral, which reminded me of this, and I loved it so much, is the difference between leading a goal-based life and a value-based life.
So wild. I didn't even know, like, this was a thing, to
I
be
know.
Honest.
It blew my brain. It blew my brain. And so today we kind of wanted to talk about that and see if, you know, what the pros are of leading, you know, each type of life, what the cons are. Is there a meeting point in the middle? Is there ever a balance? No, we talk about how there's never balance, but we're going to talk about maybe the fact that you can find balance. How is that thing still going is what I would like to know.
It's going to be a while.
No, okay, it's still going. Okay. No. Okay, anyways.
Welcome back.
So, before we discuss, let's kind of talk about what actually a goal-based life is versus a value-based life. Good. So, a goal-based life is you wake up every day and you're like, you know what, today I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. Or this week I want to lose 3 pounds. I want to, you know, you have a goal.
X amount of followers.
Correct. You have a goal. You, like, that's what you think about all the time and you try to hit it. A value-based life is you wake up and you have certain intentions of, I want to be compassionate. I want to be kind to strangers that I meet. I mm-hmm. want to do, like, I want to be X, Y, and Z instead of do X, Y, and Z. And so in this mentality, they explain that sometimes a lot of anxiety and depression comes from being goal-based because you never actually, like, you're constantly reaching for stuff that you don't have yet. And then once you reach it, you're like, okay, new goal. And so the difference in getting into, like, this value-based lifestyle and the difference between getting into a goal-based lifestyle is much more about mentality and trying to find both. Because I personally think that you kind of have to have both. Like, you know, especially mm-hmm. as someone who isn't, you know, I've never won the lottery. I'm not just sitting on millions of dollars where I don't have to have goals in my life.
Well, it's like, it's crazy because a goal gives you so much purpose, right?
Correct.
It gives your life so much purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when you meet that goal, the satisfaction is, like, so great, but it fades very quickly. And then we, like you said, we immediately create that other goal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, on to the next thing, on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then the chase commences.
Yeah.
But what happens, like, when you don't hit your goal? Like, you're not satisfied, you're upset, mm-hmm. you feel like a failure, you're stressed, and then our life begins to lose purpose, which, you know, can be a little bit down.
Right. Everyone wants purpose.
Everybody wants purpose. So, I mean, maybe there's a different way, like you're saying, like a combination of the two,
mm-hmm.
creating more meaning in our lives instead of just a goal-based. Now, here's the thing. I love being goal-based.
Yeah.
Like, for me, like, it's very scary for me to think about not being goal-based.
Yeah.
Which might be a problem.
You kind of thrive in that.
I do. I'm also on an anti-anxiety medicine, so
there's that. It's 2020. Okay, question then.
Yeah.
Where do you think that comes from in your life? Where do you think your goal-based life comes from? And
I think,
yeah.
I mean, if I'm, like, going back on all of this, it's like, I think back to when I was in elementary, it was like, I wanted to be the best. I want to get the best grades. And then you go to, like, you know, middle school and high school, and, like, you're getting into middle school, like, I got to be the best for this. I've got to make the cheerleading team. I've got to make the volleyball team. I've got to do this. And you have all these goals that are so easy to, like, that's a goal that I can do. That's a goal. Like, these are all things that are goals for me. And I hit all those goals. Like, I'm not trying to, like, brag on myself, but, like, I hit all these goals.
Yeah.
And then when I was in high school, I was like, my goal is college. So I went to college. I got into the college that I applied for. I got into the program that I applied for. Like, those were my goals. I hit all my goals. And then once I got out, it was like, oh, like, now what?
Yeah.
And, like, the whole idea of my purpose of life, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know what my next step is. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my whole entire, like, growing up experience was, like, this goal. Like, you hit this point. Like, at age 8, I get baptized. At age 12, I go to, like, a higher class at church. We call it young women's, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, then at 16, I get a date. And then I get a drive. And then at 18, I can buy cigarettes. I don't smoke, but, like, whatever. I could.
In theory, yeah.
In theory. I can do all the... I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they're just these stages that you can go through. And, like...
Right.
So, that's what I was... Everything from, like, age whatever to 25, there was an mm-hmm. infinite amount of things that you could be like, yep, I want to do that. I want to be that. I want to do this. I want to do this. And it was just, like, laid out on a map and you got to choose. And so those goals and like hitting those goals made me really like passionate and love having goals. Nice. Because there was like very few goals that I didn't hit.
Absolutely.
But then once you get out of like the little bubble of like, I can rule the world. I'm amazing. I mean, you should stuff like that. But you know what I'm saying? Like after college, it's like, oh, now like I've got to find a job. Yeah. And like, I love my degree, but it's not necessarily what like I should do, but like, I'm not going to go back.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, what do you do? And so then it was just like the next goal that I could grab onto. And it's just like a high that you get from hitting these goals.
Mm-hmm.
Like in sales, for example, I think that's one of the reasons I love sales is like, my goal is to get this person to meet with me. My next goal is to get them to like what I'm presenting. My next goal is to sell the business. And then my next goal is to hit quota for the quarter. And then my next goal is to make it to President's Club. And like for that, but here's the thing that I've noticed is with all of these, it's not about in sales, it's not about what you did today. It's about what you're going to do tomorrow. And then like, oh, so what? You hit President's Club last year. We're in a new fiscal year. What are you going to do this year? And it's like there is seriously, and I freaking felt it hard the first time. I was ranked 2 in my company, y'all. And it's not a small company.
Yeah, and it's large.
It's a Fortune 500. Like, we're in Canada, America, Mexico, blah, 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 blah. That last day of the quarter, I was like, oh, my gosh, there's so much in my installed. And then the next day, day one, quarter one, the next fiscal year, I was back to 0. It was gone. It was all gone, and I had to start all over again, which was, like, really defeating feeling. And, like, I felt like I was, like, a balloon that just got popped. But at the end, and the other thing, it was, like, okay, I got a goal. I got a goal. I got something that I'm always continually.
Yeah.
And for me, I love that. Like, for me, if someone doesn't like me, this is healthy. It's my goal to make them like me. You know, if someone's having a bad day, it's my goal to make their day better. If like, if I'm having problems with like a certain relationship, it's my goal to fix that. If someone's having I just am so goal oriented. It makes me so scared to be anything but that.
One like you thing.
Oh,
do you feel really upset, or what are your feelings when you can't make someone like you?
Well,
because this is my thing with being goal based, because I think it works for you, and I think that you really thrive in that, but it's a real slippery slope.
Well, here's the thing, because it used to get me like really sad and make me really insecure, but as I've gotten older and I've surrounded myself with so many like I feel very comfortable with my friends. Like, I can totally be myself. I don't have to worry about anything. And I've just become more like comfortable, I guess, in my own skin and like proud of who I am. And it's like, yeah, I want you to like me and I don't want you to be rude to me. But at the end of the day, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
absolutely. That's like a big deal for me, because I used to be like, I'd be upset. Like,
yeah.
When I was in high school on the cheer team, there was a girl that didn't like me because I was too preppy, or like too peppy is what she said. I was too peppy. I was too happy all the time. And I was like, okay. And that really bothered. Obviously, I still remember it. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I would never hang out with this person ever. Like, in high school, I had to. She's on my cheerleading squad. But like today, like, I wouldn't even invite her over for dinner. Like,
no, exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, she's just not going to be one of your people.
But I mean, it still affects me. It still makes me feel bad. Yeah. Like, to answer your question, long story short, yeah, it makes me feel bad.
That sucks.
Like, I'm sorry. Loser.
You're not a loser.
I know.
You're not a loser.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think that this is what I think. I think a lot, and I need to stop. It's annoying.
We say like and I think a lot.
I know. It's like they obviously know that's what we think. That's why we're freaking saying it. Okay.
Seriously.
There are people in this world who are very goal-oriented and goal-based, and that works for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, for example. I think
I would get lost without it.
I said I think again.
Gosh, dang it.
I'm going to do an exercise of I can't say I think.
Okay, I have a game for everybody.
Okay.
Anytime Lee says I think, get a glass of water and drink it because we all need to be hydrated.
Hydrate, queens.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That works for you.
Totally.
It really works for you. It doesn't work for everybody.
Absolutely.
There's some people out there who really, truly would like
feel just, so defeated.
Absolutely defeated. They're not going to be in the right mindset. They're going to have a lot of anxiety. They're going to feel like crap all the time because
and if you can't handle rejection or you can't get you can't deal with like a no or anything like that, which it sucks to be told no. It sucks to be rejected and it sucks to if you apply for a job, you don't get it. Yeah. You know, that sucks. But
yeah.
You know, I mean, if you can't, that's the thing is like If that's really going to keep you down, then that's a way to tell like what you should lean towards, you know?
Absolutely.
It's not a bad thing to be like, to hate those things or feel bad about those things. It's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's just like accepting like, you know what? That's not how I am. If that's how you want to be, then talk to a therapist. But like, if it's just like not, so this is what suits you and you should be proud. Like this is the quality that you have that no one else is going to be like you. So like I'm goal oriented. You are not. Well, correct. To it.
I think drink some water, guys. I used to be.
Yeah.
Very badly goal-oriented. Goal-based. Yes. Goal-based. Yes. I used to be very goal-based. And in my experience, it burned me very badly.
Yeah.
And it made me very crazy. And I don't want to be that person anymore. But it used to make me thrive. Mm-hmm. I mean, in elementary school, middle school, high school, I would set a goal and I would literally do everything in my power to get that goal. I mean, like, to an nth degree.
Yeah.
It became, and especially since I have, like, sort of obsessive tendencies, it makes achieving your goals very intense for me. But I'm in the same boat. Mm-hmm. Almost any goal that I've set in life, I've reached. Literally almost every single one. Mm-hmm.
There's like here and there.
Yes, I'd like to be a millionaire. Okay, well, I haven't reached that yet. But stuff that I've been very, very serious about, I have achieved.
Right.
You know, I wanted to be in the Hooters calendar. I was in the Hooters calendar. I wanted to move to California. I moved to California. I wanted to be on a TV show. I was on a TV show. I wanted to get SAG. I got SAG. I wanted to work for a soccer team. I worked for a soccer team. I wanted to start my own business.
Yep.
I wanted to meet Lady Gaga. I met Lady Gaga. I wanted to meet Jackson Rathbone. I met Jackson Rathbone.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, do you see what I'm saying?
The next thing that needs to come to your mouth is, like, I wanted to be best friends with Chelsea Dupre. And
my best friend look Dupre. At us now.
We have a podcast.
We are here. But I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But for me, failure hit me so much harder. Yeah. And you take failure you take it in stride, which is one of your strengths.
Thanks.
And I've always loved that about you, and I've always admired that about you.
Thank you.
You are so Miss Positive. Tomorrow's another day. I'm going to wake up. Sun always rises. Psh, like, I've got this. Me, on the other hand, I'm like, I failed. I'm going to go jump off a cliff now. Nothing matters. Everything sucks. I'm going to go cry in a corner and listen to Taylor Swift. Like, that's me.
You are the yin to my yang.
Exactly. And so for me, what I realized is living a value-based life.
Also, I'm wearing like nice light yellow and Lee is in black.
Yeah, in case I'm wearing all black.
That literally fit the scenario perfectly.
Wow, it really did.
Anyways, press on. Anyways. Obviously, I get distracted easily.
Right, that's fine.
Okay.
But that's why I try now to live more value-based instead of if I don't reach this goal,
Explain value-based.
Value-based is you wake up every day and your goal for the day, or not your goal, but you try to embrace values in your life instead of goals in your life. Mm-hmm. Like, today I'm going to be compassionate. Today, every stranger I see, I'm going to be nice to. Today, I very much am valuing my mental health. Today, I value being loyal to my friends.
I like that a lot.
And so if you achieve that, which if you're, you know, if you're working on your values, you will achieve that. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in your way. It's just a state of being. And so that is how you define success in your life. Instead of like, hey, I want to save $2,000 this month. If you don't hit it, it's like, well, I failed. Instead, it's like, hey, I was kind this month. That's freaking awesome. And guess what? I was kind. Mm-hmm. And it kind of keeps you in check and in balance in your brain. And so that's what I'm trying to embrace a lot more lately. But what I'm finding where I struggle the most is that I am a 4-wing 3. And that wing 3 is a bitch. That wing 3 just comes in and slaps me on the face sometimes. Hard. For reals. And
heard.
And because that wing 3 is the achiever and mm-hmm. the 4 is the individualist. And the individualist is very like inner, reflective. You're always thinking about ish in your own brain and whatever. But that wing 3 is the achiever. So I'll have days where I flip back and forth maybe 30 times of, today I have to do X, Y, and Z. And if I don't do X, Y, and Z, I'm a failure and I suck. And then I switch over to the 4. And my 4 is like, no, Lee, you woke up today. You called your mom. You called your dad. You were kind to people. You thought about someone. You were considerate. That's all you should care about. But you should also care about your business. Why are you not doing this and this and this? But you are making people happy with your monthly boxes and people really appreciate this, but you're also not a Fortune 500 company yet. What do you like? It is back and forth. And so that's what I'm struggling with personally, kind of balancing between being goal based and value based.
Gotcha.
I would like to be all value based, but I also realize if I was all value based, your girl would be homeless, like living on the streets. Like I would not care about anything, you know? And so I think, drink water. Have it.
Don't mind if I do.
So being value-based sometimes comes with a little bit of assumption of privilege in my mind.
Oh, interesting take. You know,
and so it's interesting to discuss this because when you are goal-based, you kind of have to be. If you are trying to reach something or you're trying to get to a level of comfort where you can be value-based. But if you're totally value-based, it's hard to achieve, you know, this level of comfort, especially in, you know, how we are right now. And, like, capitalism and stuff is, like, a thing. And, like, it's hard. And businesses and finances. And we all got student loans. And there's things. And so it's hard.
It's all the stuff.
It's all the stuff. If I was a millionaire, I'd be value-based. Heck yes.
Oh, it'd be so easy to be value-based.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, I would go up to a girl that was just working. And I'd be like, hey, how much debt you have? And then she would tell me. And then I'd be like, you want me to write you a check? No strings attached. Type. And then I would write her a check.
You would, though. I know you would.
I would.
That's the thing, is it's not even hypothetical. I know you would.
I would do it, for sure.
Yeah. So it's interesting to think about. I want to be value-based, but it also, being value-based for me comes with a lot of unmotivation. I'm not motivated when I'm value-based. I'm really just intentional on being a kind human, which is great if I have nothing else going on in my life. But here's the
thing, you're already so kind, so pick another value.
But when I
go to the closet.
Maybe my value should be, ooh, you know what's a good value?
Tell me.
Keeping promises to myself. That kind of is like cheating the system a little lot. Because then I can make a goal and be like, these are my values.
Me being the 8 that I am, pick another one.
Okay. I don't know, but just maybe my value should be enjoy the enjoy what I'm doing.
Like live in the moment.
Live in the moment. Ooh, live in the moment. That's another thing that's really good about being value-based, because it forces you to live in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Of, I am, right now, I am being kind. Right now, I am happy. This is what I'm thinking about right now. I'm not thinking about, oh my gosh, am I ever going to reach this? Am I ever going to reach that? I'm thinking about right now. And that is very powerful. And it can make you very present. Because when you're present and you just think about what you're doing right now in this moment, it's hard to be anxious because you're not thinking about the past. You're not thinking about the future. You're really grounded. Mm-hmm. And not like in your own head, you're outside of your body, you're feeling the air you're breathing in, you're noticing, you know.
Thinking of everything, like, I'm in a house that I pay for that keeps me protected from the elements. Or, like, even absolutely. In a conversation. Mm-hmm. When you're in a conversation with somebody and they're, like, on their phone, checking their watch, talking to someone else, it makes you feel so insignificant. And it's like, what am I doing talking to you? Like, this is so rude.
Exactly.
Versus someone who's, like, actually listening and, like, checks back the next day to, like, hey, did you figure this out? Mm-hmm. And, like, present, listening, invested. Like, that is really important, I think.
I agree.
Makes you feel good. I think as my value, it would be to make everybody feel like they're important. Oh,
I love that.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I really, yeah. Because when you do that, you kind of are reinvesting into other people, but you're investing in yourself and reinvesting into other people. Because you're honoring your value that you set for yourself, and you're also being just a freaking good person. Yeah.
Shucks. Love it.
You love it.
Well, welcome back, y'all. Yeah. So pick your value or your goal, or figure out how you're going to combine the two.
Yeah.
See, you know, just a little self-exploration.
Yeah, what works for you.
And also, are you going to eat the toenails or drink the glass of water?
I hate you.
That's not very kind.
Let us know what you chose, whether it's goals or values or toenails or water or Chris Bath Evans water. Or your cats.
Oh, wow. We've given you a lot of things.
Lots of things. We'll read your answers on the next episode.
Yeah. I can't wait. Do you want to get featured on Let's Hustle podcast?
Answer these weird questions. Thanks. Appreciate you.
Can't wait.
Oh, man.
But we love you. We appreciate you. We hope that this podcast episode brought some enlightenment to your day. Please tell your friends, your family, coworkers,
all
the people,
whoever you want.
Yeah, tell all the people. Rate, review, subscribe, like, you know,
That good stuff,
the social stuff, please. We really appreciate it, and thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you next week.
Bye.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.